Ezus Hashem, Yuma Daf Tes. Actually going to start 8 lines down. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Nei Rabbi Yochanan. Maidich Siv Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim. The Yiras Hashem increases one's days. V'shnois Rishayim Tiktzerena. And the years of the wicked will be shortened. Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim Zemikdash Rishon. Pasuk of Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim is referring to the Mikdash Rishon, the first base of Mikdash. She'amad Arba Meos V'Eser Shanim. Stood for 410 years. V'lo Shimshu Ba'Ela Yudches Kohanim Gedolim. And according to our Gears in the Gemara, there were only 18 Kohanim Gedolim in the first Mikdash. U'shnois Rishayim Tiktzureno. Zem Mikdash Sheni. The end of the Pasuk is referring to the Mikdash Sheni. The years of the wicked will be shortened. That's the Mikdash Sheni by Sheni. She'amad Dalad Meos Esrim Shana. Stood for 420 years. And there were over 300 Kohanim Gedolim during that Tekufa. So, Tzemehem Mem Shana Shishime Shimon HaTzadik. So, of these over 300, that does not include, in 420 years, it does not include the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik. So, we're down to 380. Ushmeinim Shishimish Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and the 80 years of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. It's actually mentioned in Rashi, the top of the Amid. So that's 300 years. Tzemehem Ezer Shishimesh Yishmael ben Favi. And the 10 years that Yishmael ben Favi was the Kohen Gadol, so that's 290. He's mentioned the Gemara Pesachim. For Amri la Yud Aleph, and some say even the 11 years, Shishimesh Rav Elazar ben Charsam. That's 279. Mikam ve'elech tzei v'chashuv. So if you make the cheshbon, we're still at over 300 kohanim gedolim. Kol echad ve'echad lahitzi shnasai. That means that there's 300 kohanim gedolim in 279 years. None of them made it through the year that they were the kohen gadol. And even still, they were being seiser and putting back up the lishkas parhedrin every time for themselves. Amar b'yuchar ben torta mipnei ma'achar v'shila. So why was we're going through this various charbonos now? Why was the Mishkan and Shiloh destroyed? The Bnei Shehayu Bashnei Dvarim had two issues, Gila Arayas and Bizayon Kachim. There was Arayas going on, we'll see exactly what that means, Ubizayon Kachim, and they were being Mevaza, the Kachim, from the Karbanos. Gila Arayas, where do we see that there was Gila Arayas? Dichsev, because the Pasuk says, Ve'eli Zakin Ma'oid, and Eli HaKohen was very old. Mishames Kol Asher Yasim Banav L'Chol Yisrael, and he heard what his sons were doing to Kol Yisrael. V'es Asher Yishkuven Asanashim. It sounds like the pasuk saying that they laid with women, Hatzoyvus. They came to bring their karbanos. Pesach Hamoed. When they came to the Pesach Hamoed, they would mistreat the women in inappropriate ways. Even though Rav Shmuel Baruch Meini said the name Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Ha'omer Bnei Eli Chatu Ina Elatoya. That really the Bnei Eli are listed among those people who did not really sin. They did not actually do the Gila Arayas. But what they did, that the psukim are critical of them, was tantamount to that. Mitoich Shishoes Kinehem, because they did not, they were not reason to bring the karbonos of the women, who were Yeladas, Rashi will tell us, quickly, and they had to wait around, they couldn't go back home so fast. Malalena Kosov Kiilu Shachum, it was as if they cohabited with them because they were withholding them from their husbands. Rashi says, "Shoshos kineim shahar meviyos b'melois mele dasan." A woman would come to bring her bird offerings when she was done with her period of being a yoledes. Litar lechel b'kachim, in order they should be able to eat kachim. Rehem halu balei geis, and the balei gaiva. The Bach says the bnei eli. Rashi is telling us was. Were Bali Gaiva. Vayamiz Rashi Bahakravasan, and because they were so haughty, they were lazy and they were lax in their bringing the karbanos of these women. Vanashim Mamtinas Sham, the women would have to wait there, Ad Sheakrivam, until they were brought. We know from the Mishnayas that they was to drop off money in the kupa, and there was a chazaka that the Kohanim would bring it right away, and they could assume that the karban was brought that day. But in those times, we knew that they were Mizrashel, because they were Bali Gaiva, as Rashi said, and they had to wait around to make sure it was actually brought. They couldn't rely on a chazaka. So mishtalos milach salim kaiman, and they had to wait to return home itzel balein to their husbands. Umavatlan is anashim peir v'rivia, and as a result, they were taken away from their husbands. They were vatlan from peir v'rivia. Such activities, women are obviously, we know from the Gemara and Yuvamas, are not commanded on peir v'rivia, but they're involved. They were taken away from that, so it's considered a taina on them as if they withheld them for themselves. So that's the gilui arayos, whether it was literal or just that they did something that was tantamount to that. B'zayin kodshim dichsev, gam b'terem yaktir nesachelev. The pasuk says by the Bnei Eli that before they would bring the chelev, the parts of the karbonos that were brought on the mizbeach, ubanar kain va'amr le'isha surveyach, the kain would come to the person who was bringing the carbon, who'd say, Tina basa litzlais l'kain, v'likach bimcha basa revushal. Give us raw meat, we'll see in a second. Give us meat to roast, and don't give us cooked meat. Ki imchai, only raw. They wanted to prepare it themselves. Vayomer elav ha'ish kater yaktirin. Bring the what's supposed to go on the mizbeach. Ki yom ha'chelev v'kach lecha kasher tavanav shecha. And then you can take what you want. V'amr loy, and the kain said, no, ki ata titain, you're going to give it to us now. V'in loy, l'kach di b'chazak. If you're not, I'm going to take it with by force. And the sins of these lads was great before Hashem. Ki natsu hanashim es minchas Hashem, because they were terrorizing the Yidden with regard to their karbonos. Okay, Mikdash Rishon, famous Gemara. Mikdash Rishon of Demacharav. Why was the base of Mikdash Rishon destroyed? Mipnei gimel dvarim shahayu bai. Now this is not an exhaustive list because you find elsewhere the Gemara discusses why the base of Mikdash was destroyed. So the Tosfos that says that anytime we see that, it's really a zev, a zegarim. It's not specifically one thing, but there's a lot of factors involved. But these were big ones. Mibnei gimel dvarim shahayabai. There was a avodazara, gila arayas, and shvichas damim. So the three cardinal sins were rampant in the times of the bias rishon, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Avodazara, dechsid, the pasuk says, ki kotar matzah mishtareya. Pasuk says that the matzah, the bed, is too small to dwell upon. So we're going to darshan this word mishtareya. My katzar matzah mishtareya. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Katzar matzah zeh mishtareya olav shtereya. That the Beis HaMikdash, which we're referring to as a mattress or a bed, so to speak, was too big for two companions to dwell in at the same place, ke'echad. Because what happened, that Menashe was Maimed Tzalem Behechel, the King Menashe was Maimed Tzalem, Avodah Zarah in the Hechel, and basically what it's saying is that the Beis HaMikdash is not big enough, so to speak, for the Rebbeinu Shalom and for this heathen idol, graven image. As a result, it was destroyed. V'machazit Zarah kehiskanis, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. So, regarding the rest of this pasuk, when Rabbi Yonasan got to this pasuk, he mati Rabbi Yonasan lahaikra bach, he would cry. Amar man dichsev kenes kened mehayam, that the Rabbeinu Shalom gathered in all the water of the seas to make dry land, into, as if he was gathering it into a flask. So the Rabbeinu Shalom is so kibyachol so big. Nasis lemasicha tzara, they made for him a companion that was a graven image. So, right, we're referring to this graven image as a tzara. Rashi says, Mishtareya darish natrika. We're going to darshan it as like an abbreviation, a contraction, so to speak. Mishtareya ech, to dwell with one another companion. Shereyim tzelem shehamid Menashe behechel. It's referring to the image that Menashe put up in the hechel. Tzara is a lashon reyes, a companion, kishtei, noshim leish echad, like when somebody has two wives, we find that they're referred to as a tzara. Bukasta sarasa, it says by Chana and Penina, that Penina would start up with Chana. We know what the Gemara says, the Chazal say it was Lashem Shemayim, but it didn't end too well. But Penina is referred to her as Chana's tzara. Ve'ish alachayis alaytikach letzara. And the pasuk says, when it comes to the prohibition of marrying a woman and her sister, you should not take a woman and her sister to be co-wives. Okay, so that's avodah zarah. Gila Rayas Dichse, the Pasik says, Vayemer Hashem Ya'an, on account of Kigavu Benois Tzion, that the daughters of Tzion made themselves big. Vatelcha Netuyah's garden, and they walked around straight and tall with their necks out to draw attention to themselves. Meshakris Einayim, and they used their eyes. We'll see what that means. They would go around and basically spray their venom on, they would kick their venom onto people. So the Gemara is going to darshan this pasuk. Yanki gavu b'nois tzion, and Rashi in Shabbos tells us this is referring to married women. So they were going around trying to entice young men. Yanki gavu b'nois tzion shehayu mahalchus arucha b'tzagetzara. They would walk with a tall woman next to a short woman to draw attention to themselves. V'telachna t'tuyos garen shehayu mahalchus b'kum zekufa. They would walk upright. Again, I mean to draw attention to themselves. Meshakris einayim d'havam lein kuch leinayim. They would put on all kinds of eye makeup. Halach v'tafav t'lach l'shehay mahachos ekev v'tzad g'ilal. They would walk in such a way, heel to toe, that would, again, draw attention to themselves. V'raglein te'ach sena. So we're going to darsh in this pasuk, these words, which means that their legs have venom. That's going to be the drasha. Yeah, Rashi says in the last thing that the way that they would walk was they'd walk slowly to draw more attention to themselves. That's what Rashi in Shabbos says. Amar b'Yitzchok shehayu mevi'ez mor v'afarasimayin. They would take more myrrh and afarasim balsam oil, fragrant things. Umanichas b'mana alehen. They put them in their shoes. K'shagiyas etzel b'chari Yisrael. When they would come to the Bachrim, ba'atis they would kick. Matizas alayin, and they would spray them with these fragrances. Machnisa ben yitzhar ke'eris, what's the Bach say over here? De'achna. And they would throw this fragrance at them, and the yitzhar would enter them like the venom of a snake. So that's where we see that there was Gila Arayas. Rashi says nothing yet. We have a while for Rashi. Okay. Shvichas damim. Where do we find there was Shvichas Dam? The pasuk says, "V'gam Dam Naki Shafach Menashe Harbe Ma'od," that Menashe the king spilled a lot of innocent blood. Ada Shemilias Yerushalayim Pelopale, and he filled from here to there in Yerushalayim with blood. So there's an issue with the Gears over here about one of the lines that's coming up. So the Bach puts it in over here. I'll read it. Bach says on this that in the times of the Mikdash Rishon, Rishayim Hayu El Shetela Bitchoinam. They were Rishayim, but they were Toila their Bitachon in their Rebbeinu Shalom. So, we'll get back to that soon. Avo Mikdash Sheni, Shehayu Oiskim B'Torah B'Mitzvahs. During the times of Mikdash Sheni, they were learning Torah. They were Oisik in Mitzvahs. They weren't serving Avodah Zarah in public and doing the other heinous acts. U'Gemilas Chasad, and they were involved in Chesed too. B'Pnei Ma'acharav, why was the Bayis Sheni then destroyed? Because there was in it Sinas Chinam. Famous Rashi in Shabbos, Rashi on Lamed Beis and Beis in Shabbos tells us that Sinas Chinam is hating somebody for a reason that you are not allowed to hate them for, which obviously implies that there is a reason to hate people. There's a Hagos Maimonides in Hilchos Deos of the Rambam who quotes the Smag on the Lav of Loisis Nachicha B'Vavecha, which I think is Lav Hey in the Smag, where he says that if somebody's a Rasha and they're not Mekabel Toi Chacha and they're Oymi Berishai, then there's a mitzvah to hate them. We're not talking about those people. And if you have a question about that, ask a Shaila. Lulam Decha, it's coming to teach us, Sheshekul Sinas Chinam Keneged Shalash Avayas Avayda Zara Gila Rayas Hashvichas Dam. It's coming to teach us that this idea of Sinas Chinam hitting people for not legitimate reasons is equivalent to the big three. So we said before, Rishayim Hayu, in the times of Mikdash Rishon, they were Rishayim El Shetel B'Tchayim B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. They trusted the Baruch Hashem was going to forgive them. Also the Mikdash Rishon. So that talking about the Mikdash Rishon, Tichsev, Rishayim B'Shoichad Yishpaitu, the leaders judged with bribery, V'Kayneh B'Mechir Yeru, and the Kayhanim paskind for a fee, Nevi'el B'Kesef Yikasumu, and the prophets would take money to give people good statements of prophecy, so to speak. V'al Hashem Yishanu, and they did all these terrible things, and they relied on Hashem. Lemer Halo Hashem Bekirbeinu, the Baruch Hashem is with us. Lo Tavo Aleinu Ra, nothing bad's going to happen. Lefikach Hevi Aleinu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Gimel Gzeiros Kenevi Gimel Averis should be Adam. Corresponding with the three Averis that they had, the Baruch Hashem made three Gzeiros on them. Lechein Shenemar, the pasuk says in Micha, Lechein Beglachen Tzion Sade Techrash, because of you, Tzion will be plowed like a field. Yerushalayim Ayin, and Yerushalayim will be destroyed. Tia, it will be destroyed. The Harabayas, Lubamis Yar, and the Harabayas will be like a forest. So, three for three. Rashi says, Risha B'Sheikha Yishpaitu Sefer Dekra, the Pasuk concludes, which we have in our Gemara, it sounds like Rashi didn't. Bal Hashem Yishanu Lemar Halo Hashem Bekirbeinu V'Gaimen. Hashem's with us, we don't have to worry. Baleim is Amikdash Rishonka, talking about the first Mikdash, there were three Gezeris, Sada, Ayin, and Bamas Yar. Ayin is Lashon of Chorva, B'matat, Teya Hishmed, and I'm sure he brings that. Ukumai, Biya Barad Mechza Kazav. Another pasuk in Yeshaya that uses this word of Vaya as a Chorban. Okay. Ufregti Gemara, Mikdash Rishon lo hava be sinas chinam. There was no sinas chinam in times of Mikdash Rishon. So bad, I should have mentioned. The pasuk says, Magure El Charev Hayu as Ami. Lachin Tzibach El Yarech. Because they were starting up, we'll see how we're going to darshan this pasuk, that the people with the sword were going to come to my nation. There's what to wail about and slap our thighs. V'amr B'lazer, Elu B'nei Adam Sho'elche V'sheisen Zeh Mzeh. This is referring to people who ate and drank together. V'daikrin Ezeh Ezeh B'charev Shal Rishonim. And they would speak negatively against each other with the swords of their tongues. Elsewhere, the tongue is referred to as an arrow, but here in our Gemara, it's referred to as a sword. Hahi b'nesiyah Yisrael have. That pasuk is talking about the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Tichsiv, Zak, v'hilo ben Adam, wail and cry, ben Adam ki hi haisa ba'ami. That's what was happening in my nation. V'tanya, Zak, v'hilo ben Adam, yach l'chol. You might think that it's talking about everybody, to everybody, that he should wail about it. Tamad Leimar, he, B'chol Nesiyah Yisrael. It's talking about specifically B'chol Nesiyah Yisrael. That's the continuation of that pasuk of the B'chol Nesiyah Yisrael, Megurei El Charev Hayu. That the way that we're breaking up that pasuk, Za'ak V'Helel Ben Adam, Ki Hi Ha'isa Ba'ami, He B'chol Nesiyah Yisrael, Megurei El Charev. The way we're darshing the pasuk is that the Nesiyah Yisrael were the ones that were Megurei El Charev. Hayu Esami, they were the ones that were talking about everybody, not the entire nation, and therefore, Lachain Spike El Yared. Okay. Mirashi? No, not yet. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, Damri Tarvai, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar both said, Rishonim Shinis Gala Avinam. This is, by the way, while we're here, there's a discussion about Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, was a Talmud Chavar of Rabbi Yochanan. The fact that they're saying this together, it sounds like it was not just a straight Talmud-Rebbe relationship, it was more that they were kind of contemporaries, because otherwise, L'chera, we wouldn't be saying something in the name of the Rebbe and the Talmud like that. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, Amitar Vayu, Rishonim Shenizgala Avoinam, Nizgala Kitzam. The Rishonim, whose sins were revealed, Nizgala Kitzam. They were told, you're going to come back after 70 years. But Achreinim, Shalom Nizgala Avoinam, but the Sinas Chinam of the Bayas Sheni period, which was not revealed, it was in people's hearts, Loinis Gala Kitzam, their Avera, I'm sorry, their redemption time is not told, and that's why we don't know when we're going to get out of this bitter gulas. Rashi says, Shinas Gala Avoinam, Lohaya Mechasim B'Shem, they didn't cover up their sins. Zgala Kitzam, Lefim Elois Bavo, Shivim Shana, Efgoid Eschem, after 70 years in Bavo, I'm going to redeem you. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Toivat Tziparnan Shal Rishonim, Mikrisan Shal Achrinim. The nails of the earlier ones are better than the stomach of the later ones. So, this, the lot of the earlier ones, they were away for 70 years, they came back. But even though, we'll see in a second, that the in times Achrinim might have been better for them under certain circumstances, but they didn't... We're still in Galus. Amalei Rish Lakish, Adarab, Achreinim Adifi. No, it's better to be in the Achrenim. Even though we're subject to the Goyim, but look at the amount of Torah that's going on. No, Rabbi Yochanan says the biggest proof is that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. So if we were really in better shape, we'd have the Beis Hamikdash. They got the Beis Hamikdash back, we did not. Rashi says, Birat Hechiach, Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Shalos Rebbe Lazar, Rishonim Gedelem or Achrenim Gedelem? Who's better, the Rishonim or the Achrenim? Amalahem, Tenuei Neichem Bebirat. Take a look at the Beis HaMikdash. It's not here. So they got the Beis HaMikdash back there, obviously better. Ike Da Amri, Amalahem, Edeichem Birat. Or your edis, your proof, will be from the Birat. Rashi says, Edeichem Birat, Binyan Abayis, Eid Lachem, Bedavar, Shalichazur Lanu, it didn't return to us, Bechazur Rishonim. So we said this morning in the Slichus, and I think we said it again, the Ein Shir Akatara Zeis. So usually we think that we are in fact holding on to dear life for the Torah, that's all that we have left, but that is a reflection of the negative situation because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Rish Lakish Havisachi B'Yarden. Rish Lakish was swimming in the Yarden. Asa Rabbi Bar Chana. So Rabbi Bar Chana came, Yav Le Yada. He gave him his hand. Amalei, so Rish Lakish said back to him, Elokas Nina Lachu. The Rebbe Shalom is mad at you. Hates you. Dechsev im chaymehi nivne ala tiras kesef. Im dalas hi natsar ala luach eres. If it's a wall, it will build upon it silver. And if it's a door, then it will be covered with a plank of cedar. Im asis im atzmechem kechayma valisim kulchem. Bimei Ezra, if you would have all gone up, like made yourselves like a wall, one piece, and all gone up from Babel in times of Ezra, and Nimshaltim Kikasef, She'ain Rekiv Shalabai, then they would be like silver which doesn't rot. Achshav Shalisim Kedalsais, but now you came up like doors, where Rashi is going to tell us that when you have two doors on a gate, well, only one of them can open at a time, or one of them could potentially only open at one time, not both of them. Nimshaltim Ke'erez, now you're compared to Erez, She'arekiv Shalabai, that has susceptible to rot. My Erez, what's Erez? What's this rotting? Amar Ula Sas Magar. My Sas Magar, what is that referring to? Oh, it's 1 second, before that. Rashi says, Sanina Lechu, Lecho B'nei Bavel, the Baruch Shalom is not like the B'nei Bavel, Shalei Alu B'mei Ezra, Umanu Shechina Milavoi, Milosh of Lishris B'Vayasheni. Had they all gone up together, the Shechina would have been Sharon B'Vayasheni. Now that they didn't, no Shechina B'Vayasheni. That seems to be a davar muskim. We'll say nimshaltan lekesef she'ena nirkav kach loy ha'isim chaserim shchina. You would have been like silver, which doesn't rot. You wouldn't. The Beis HaMikdash Hasheni would not have been lacking the shchina. Kedalsas shar sheyish b'shnei dalsas pesach echad v'chaver seiger. But instead, they came up like doors, where you have two doors and only one of them opened. So kach alisim lechatzayim. And so therefore, they're like a plank of wood. Shayrekav shalab a miktasa teilas. Part of it could be eaten by worms, bugs, and part of it's still intact. So, there was an epis of the Shechina in the Mikdash Sheni, but it wasn't. So, what's this, my eras? My nimshal eras. What's this mashal that there was that we can compare the Shechina in the Mikdash Sheni to a partially eaten piece of wood, in that it wasn't complete. My sas megar, Rashi said, as Dr. Gemara, Amar Biabak Baskol. They didn't have nevuah; they only had Baskol. K'detanya mishemesu neviim achreinim chagid zecher malachi. When the last three of the neviim died, chagid zecher malachi. Nesal k'ruach hakodesh miYisrael. Ruach hakodesh departed from Klal Yisrael. V'adayin ha'mishnah shebaskol, but they would get Baskol once in a while. Rashi says, "On Rabbi Abba Baskol Nishtayer Luhu Kasher Nishar Min Ha'Erez Miktas Mua." Just like a little bit from the wood, when it gets rotten, the whole thing doesn't go; part of it remains. So they had a Baskol. Elsewhere, the Tosfos, I think it's Sanhedrin. Yevamos Sanhedrin that explains that Baskol is called a Baskol. I think it's Yevamos. Baskol called a Baskol because it sounds like an echo. It's not the call itself; it's like an echo. So it's. You're not hearing it direct, you're hearing it as like a cliche, at least. Nishtai lehu kasher nisham in the Erev Miktas Mu'at. Fine. Zog de Gemara, Vresh Lachish mi Mishtai b'hadei Rav Bar Bar Chana. Would Reish Lakish really talk to Rabbi Bar Chana that the story could have happened? Umar, Rabbi Elazar, Demar, the Ard Yisrael, Hava. Rabbi Elazar, who was Demar, the Ard Yisrael, he was the Gadol in Ard Yisrael. V'lei Hava Mishtar Reish Lakish Bahadeh. And Reish Lakish wouldn't talk to him in the Shuk. Demand the Mishtar Reish Lakish Bahadeh B'Shuk, because anybody that Reish Lakish would talk to in the marketplace, sounds like he didn't talk to anybody in the marketplace, if they would have, Yavale Iska B'Leis Hadeh. That person was obviously trustworthy enough that you could give them, you could do a business deal with them without witnesses, because you know you could trust them. So if he wouldn't talk to Rabbi Lazar, who was the Gadol Adar, the Mara de Eretz Arad Yisrael, he's not going to talk to Rabbi Rachana, who's a Talmud of his. So Rabbi Rachana Mishtai, Amar of Papa, Shadi Gavir Beinayhu, you have to change the names in the story. Oy Reish Lakish Hava V'Zi'iri, either it was Reish Lakish and Zi'iri, because Zi'iri he would talk to, Rabbi Barchana Hava Rabbi Lazar, or if it was Rabbi Lazar, if it was Rabbi Barchana who was talking to the other person, it was Rabbi Elazar who was swimming. You have to change one of them. Shali Gavir Beinayhu, Rashi says, Oy Hareichetz Tachlif Oy Apishet Hayad. It was either the one who was washing or the one who was stuck his hand out. Ikrib Shem Ben Lakish Hareichetz Zi'iri Pashet Layad. If it was Reish Lakish swimming in the water, then it was Zi'iri who went to speak to him. Rabbi Barchana Pashet Layad, Rabbi Lazar was the one who was Reichet. Okay, so the Gemara weiter. Also, the Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. So when Reish Lakish got to Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Lav Hainu Taima. That's not why there was no Shechina Beis Sheni. Inami, but the Inami. Even if Saliku Kula B'Mei Ezra, even if everyone would have come in times of Ezra, Lehavi Shari Shechina B'Mikdash Sheni, there still wouldn't have been Shechina in the Mikdash Sheni because it was built by the descendants of Yefes. Tichsev Yaft Elokim LeYefes V'Yishkan Ba'Lei Shem. Afap Gav, the Yeft Elokim LeYefes. Even though the Ribono Shel Olam gave beauty to Yefes, and they were able to build the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi says at the top of the Amud, let's just see the last Rashi first. Ki also Reish Lakish, Reshem Elakish, Lekame de Rabbi Yechanan, Besipra Lei Kach Amarti Lei Leplein. This is what I told him, whoever it was. He said, no, Afal Gav, Afal Pi, Rashi says Afal Pi, Afal Gav is the Yishtu the Gemara, Sheyaft Elokim LeYefes, Shezachu Parsiim Livnois Bayas Sheni, even though they were zeichet to build it by a sheni, ain't shechina shara ela mikdash rishon. But the mikdash rishon is the one that had the shechina shabana shlema shaba mizara shloshem. So only a mikdash that is built by Semites who descend from Shem will have the shechina, but not one that was built by Yefes. So afal gav the yaf elakim liyefes ain't shechina shara ela ba'ahale Shem. As a Shem, we will go through how we know that the Persians are from Yefes. As Hashem tomorrow.